100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. How about I go to that site? Yeah, I should probably do that. And click there, and click there. And, oh, wow, it's the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And it's a pick two for the topics, where it's, let's see, opportunity, ABC, thermostat, diddums, sponsor, and old master. What stories did all of you come up with? Well, how about I stop talking and you listen to the stories?
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called ABCs. My best friend has always been a prodigy. He was able to do his ABCs when he was 5 years old. Like the old masters of old, he amazed his teachers with his internal logic. He also had the strength for conviction to adamantly defend his point of view. It is hard to dispute the ABC song, a totem embedded in our learning DNA. And the 11th letter of the alphabet is actually LMNOP. In meter and form, it's LMNOP. Oddly, modern English fails to embrace LMNOP. In the vernacular, we have, "Look, man, not my problem." And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Morning all, it's Richard, and for my pick two I've chosen the words opportunity and thermostat. This is the story. Dad used to turn down the thermostat at every opportunity. He'd constantly take me to task about leaving lights on, and he'd invariably shout, "Shut that door! Were you born in a barn?" whenever I walked into a room. It was only many years later I discovered I was indeed born in a barn, and that the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh that was supposed to be for my benefit, and which would have more than covered our heating and lighting costs for years to come, he'd spent on hookers and gambling. Turns out, he wasn't my dad either. All done. Till next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The sign said, "Pirate parking only." If you weren't a pirate, you'd be scuttled away at your own expenses. Diddums. Okay, fair enough, thought the captain of the pirate ship. But the truth was that he had to prove his pirate status. He took the opportunity and started bragging. "Oh, we looted a Spanish galleon." "Prove it." "Okay, we have these jewels of the Spanish crown." "Prove they're not forgeries." "They're not forgeries. Prove it." Infuriated, the captain said, "You son of a biscuit eater." But the result was only laughter. He would definitely have to work on his insults. And this is my story for this week, or by my blog at lizziegoodgov.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Thank you. It turns out, the painting I scrawled over, with magic markers, was an old master. Worth a fortune, and now, ruined. How was I to know? I was just a kid. Barely able to master my ABC. And to me, it was simply a pretty picture. Something to play with, and keep myself amused. My parents, certainly were not amused, when they found out. They locked me up in the cellar. And that's where they've kept me, ever since. One day, I'll escape. And, when I do. Well, you can probably guess. Or, perhaps, I should paint you, a picture?
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 909. It's a Pick-2 challenge. First off, I want to thank everyone for your patience with my Bilbert stories. I counted them up, and there are over 290 of them now. I actually copied and pasted them all into a single document to get a better timeline of what Bilbert's up to, and I find that I've changed his last name 4 times. Anyway, I'm still working on it. Here's my story. The old man at the steering wheel glanced at the teenagers. They're not with me. I'm just cooling down my engine. I think my thermostat is broke. The cop took this opportunity to question the youths. Is that true? Or do you know this man? The foremost of the 6 teenagers frowned, as if challenged by the question.
He looks like our guild sponsor, Clarence Diddums. And we did get out of this van.
Startled, Bilbert asked,
Do you admit you're members of the Guild of the Black Knights?
With everyone distracted, Clarence started the van and sped away. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
We signed up for one of those reduced cost electric plans. The company installed a free smart thermostat and free smart plugs in our house and gave us a big rebate to upgrade our water heater and climate control system for more efficient hardware. We can monitor and control everything in the house now, but so can the electric company. On hot days when the grid is overloaded, they raise the thermostat so it's hot and sweaty inside. And on cold days when the grid is overloaded, they lower the thermostat and it's chilly inside and raise the rates more.
And there you have it. All the 100-word stories that came in for the Pick-2 topics this week. What's the topic for next week? It's afford. A-F-F-O-R-D. Although you could misinterpret it as afford. I don't know. Your choice. Go with it where you will. What does it inspire you to do? Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for instructions on how to be a part of the weekly challenge, but also archives of years and years of stories and links to various things like the links that the participants of the weekly challenge gave to me to find more of their work. And that's it. Thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.